the Global Peace Plan. It was just last week I did a fascinating interview with a German theologian who's in Switzerland at the present time, doing a two-year treatise on the bioethics of nanotechnology. Now, boy, if you ever saw something that was pretty obscure, the bioethics of nanotechnology would be it. But Dr. Martin Erdmann is a fascinating individual who got his doctoral thesis was based upon the period 1919 to 1945, and the use of the church, the mobilization of the Protestant church, primarily in the United States, by John Foster Dulles, who was the head of the Federal Council of Churches during much of that era, who was himself an atheist, but using the church to push the idea of a world government. The title of Dr. Erdmann's book is Building the Kingdom of God on Earth. Building the Kingdom of God on Earth. And it was a fascinating interview. It'll be posted on my website in the next day or so. You can pick it up, my interview with Dr. Erdmann, or you can get a copy of the interview with me. He speaks with a German accent, but a brilliant scholar, and I really enjoyed talking to him a great deal. But the general theme of using the church to advance a political process by people who are themselves atheists. Well, if you read the recent issues of Foreign Affairs magazine, published by the Council on Foreign Relations, and the World Future Society, published by, well, people who are deeply involved in the occult, and until recently, when we began talking about it, their logo was a circle made up of three sixes. Six, six, six. But then the Foreign Affairs magazine, the official publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, their logo is a man riding a white horse. Be that as it may, they understand what's going on. They understand the spiritual significance of what's going on. They just happen to be on the other side of the issue. Well, today there is an effort to use the church to manipulate the people. Certainly a recent book written by a fellow named David Cole, K-U-O, who worked in the faith-based department there at the White House, where they were putting out money to buy off the support of Christians for political purposes, pointing out how they ridicule Christians there and call them crazies and nuts, and talk about how they've got to manipulate the leaders of the Christian church, and referring to Dr. Dobson as a man who's just got to be controlled. And they do control them, and I've seen this because I belong to some of the organizations where the Christians of this country are being controlled to pursue the aggressive policies of the current administration. Well, we have a leader of the Christian world today. His name is Rick Warren. He's been picked by Time magazine. He's called America's pastor. And Rick Warren, who has a large church in Southern California, with 30,000 members, has set out to change the world. Now, what this is all about is we are going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Now, not God, not Jesus Christ. No, we are going to do it through Rick Warren's peace plan. And where in the Bible does it say that we're going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth? Everybody doesn't. But there is a plan. Rick Warren's been back to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations. Why would a minister be invited to talk to the CFR? He's been back talking to UNESCO. He already is almost in complete control of the tragic nation of Rwanda, where they have taken over the churches there, and they're using them to come up with this wonderful program. We are going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. So with that as a background, our special guest this morning, James Sundquist, has written a book about Rick Warren's peace plan. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. A pleasure being with you again. It's like we have one sequel after another together.
Right. Well, I want this audience to hear your story. So why don't you pick this up? Certainly, James has been studying Rick Warren's work. I ordinarily don't like to criticize people within the Christian church. I think it's counterproductive. But this is such an important issue because this has nothing to do with Christianity. This has to do with using Christianity for the political purpose of the people in the Council on Foreign Relations and the people who run Time magazine who picked Rick Warren as America's pastor. So you pick up the story.
Okay, well, the purpose, the global peace plan that Rick Warren has introduced in 2005 in 131 countries, and he speaks to 56 different languages, where he's bringing this globally, and he's just gotten back from a Far East tour. He was in the Philippines and South Korea and a number of countries, and his plan is to consummate his rollout. He did sort of a pilot back in 2005, and the main country he did his pilot program for his global peace plan was in Rwanda, which since he went there, he worked with the president of that country, who then converted the country into a purpose-driven country. So that's sort of the first country to fall. And so a lot of people think that the peace plan is something maybe very independent of working with the church, but in fact it's the very first letter, Dr. Stan, of his global peace plan, the P standing for planting churches, and the E standing for equipping leaders, and the A, assist the poor, C, comfort the afflicted, for example, diseases and AIDS response, and the E stands for educating the next generation.
But now, what's wrong with helping the poor and being concerned about disease?
Well, it's the kind of, in some cases, the kind of alliances that you have to form. You form alliances, for example, say with the United Nations, who are their method of treating AIDS is that it's not sin, and so you go in and you help the people distribute condoms, for example. I had a battle with a brother out in a church in California over this, that he was out there in the parks out there, and I said that isn't what the gospel is, that you don't want to just give a prophylactic to sin. You have to call it what it is, and sin would be overturned in one generation.
We'll be back in just a moment here with James Sundquist talking about the global peace plan. It is being introduced, perhaps, to your church. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is James Sundquist. And what has happened here in America is that certainly there has been a movement that has swept across this country known as the 40 Days of Purpose, based upon the two books, The Purpose-Driven Church, The Purpose-Driven Life, and literally tens of thousands of American churches have changed their entire structure into a management structure. How do you control the people in the church? And you do it with music. You change the music. You bring in the devil's music into the church with the altered beat, and you do away with the old hymns, and you throw people out of the church who don't want to go along with this. You insist people go to the training programs and take the psychological counseling that is advocated, and if you don't want to go along with this, why, you're in real trouble, and you're asked to sign covenants to tithe and sign covenants to go along with whatever the church is doing, and not to criticize the leader. It's a management technique. It's put forward by a man named Peter Drucker, who is a transformational Marxist, and it has been adopted by churches across America to change the message and the music of our churches so they can be utilized to push the global peace program. And it really sounds so good. I mean, who can be against peace? But they are intentionally using the churches. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the average minister, and I would suggest that many of the ministers who've gone into this think it's great. I mean, the church is going to make a lot of money, and it's going to grow, and their prestige is going to be greater, and their security, because it's a management technique, and they are the manager, and therefore the church can't organize against them, because no dissent in the church is allowed. I mean, you either go with it or you are got out of the church and hounded and driven out, as so many people have been, or frankly asked to leave. I mean, it's our way or the highway, as they say. And so, but this is, the whole concept is sweeping the world, where literally hundreds of thousands of ministers throughout the world trained not in the gospel of Jesus Christ and not in the message of Christianity, but in a new management technique that will be successful. And it really is successful, isn't it, James?
Well, it's success is without precedent. The as we described earlier in the program, and the number of countries this has gone into, and that Rick Warren has trained 400,000 pastors globally, that's an astonishing figure. His book, approaching 30 million in sales, is Purpose-Driven Life, which is very much part of the Global Peace Plan, because it's part of the Purpose-Driven Church campaign, and it's the kind of churches that Rick Warren wants to plant. And we have the separation of church and state in this country, but if you merge and bring together, as Peter Drucker's model, the economic with being the one leg of the three-legged stool, the second leg being the enterprise business, commerce, and the third level being the religion, you bring them together, you can't do it without forming unholy alliances. And the entire scripture, Old and New Testament, has one warning after another about the forming of unholy alliances. Right? Even Jesus Christ's own words, Dr. Stan, of beware of the leaven of Herod. The leaven of Herod, as you probably know, is the merging of the political with the religious, as happened in Israel, and so the Jesus Christ warned of that. And when the Apostle Paul went into one city after another, he never went in there to try to form alliances with Rome or in Corinth or in Athens. if anything, he went in there in the public forum, and they had a riot in Ephesus, for example. But it was for the gospel to be preached, but to not form alliances with Rome. In fact, even when he went in the synagogues, he did try to form alliances with the Judaizers, but to actually declare the gospel. And when they tried to make the Apostle Paul treat him as though he were a Greek god, Paul tore his robes, so that he wanted nothing to do with any kind of forming of these kind of alliances. And you introduced the show about the merging of the church and state. You're probably familiar, Dr. Stan, with the book by on Gerhard Kittel, The Theologians Under Hitler. And I think it shocks a lot of Christians when they hear that the success of that, the Third Reich, had its roots and foundations in theology, and Hitler could not have pulled it off without that merging and that the resource of the church in Germany, and the at least allegedly Christian, of course it wasn't Christian, and so that's a pretty frightening prospect. And yet we have it going on. It's not a new idea. Jesus warned us about it, and we have it going on today. And I wrote a prologue in my book called Spiritual Euthanasia that describes what happens in one church after another. I have case studies of what happened to churches for people that opposed this process of commercializing the church, changing the music, and getting rid of older people, because Rick Warren calls them the pillars, and he says the pillars hold things up, and so if they don't go along with the program, and either they're older people or they're people that are resisting, and they often are the older people.
Because the younger people really don't understand what is happening, because they never really learned the message of the church, and basically it is, we are all sinners, and we need a Savior. And certainly Christ came to earth to forgive our sins. He died for our sins, but we must accept the promise of we must accept Him as our Savior. And if we don't accept the gift of salvation to change our ways and be transformed and be born again, then we don't have any chance of getting into heaven. It's just that simple. And once you do, it's acknowledged. You're still going to be a sinner, but now you have a Savior, and Christ did die for our sins. But, of course, that makes us feel bad to know that we're sinners, imperfect people. What the purpose-driven church and these other movements do is make you feel good about yourself. Oh, we feel good about ourselves, and God loves everybody, and there'd never be a punishment for people. You know, everybody's going to go to heaven, and it's going to be wonderful when we get there. But that is not the message of the gospel. God does love us, but, of course, He will chastise us. He gives us the choice. He gives us freedom to be sinners or to accept the gift of salvation. But you can accept the gift of salvation, but unless your life is changed, then you are really not, you know, forgiven of your sins. If you continue doing exactly what you did before, why, of course, nothing is going to change. And this is what's happened in America today. That's why half of our marriages end in divorce. Why today there are more people living with a partner than there are married to a partner, and marriage is now a minority situation all across America today. People never stop and ask, why has America changed? It's because the church has forgotten its calling.
Well, amen to that, Dr. Stan. And there was a recent article by the distinguished Robertson McQuilkin called Lost Missions, and he had examined Rick Warren's global peace plan. He's an emeritus at this point, so he's pretty well retired. But he said the critical component missing is that we're not talking about what we're lost from. When someone's lost, they're not lost just because of they lost their self-esteem, as Dr. Robert Schuller would describe as the definition of hell, but a literal eternal burning place of people perishing it goes right back to John 3:16. We hear, for God so loved the world, but we forget the rest of it about, so that if you do not receive Jesus Christ, that you'd be condemned, and where would you spend eternity? That's really the message of the gospel, what we're saved from. We're saved from the wrath of God. And that, the wrath of God is totally missing in Rick Warren's global peace plan. And so they talk about a lot of things. The PEACE we described at the beginning of the show, the Mormons could use the PEACE. The Roman Catholic Church could use those letters. In fact, even Islam could use all of the letters, EACE, they just couldn't use the word P, because they don't plant churches, they burn churches.
But of course, didn't certainly Rick Warren say that Muslims could become part of this movement?
Yeah, in fact, I talk about that in my book, my new book. The title again is Rick Warren's Global Peace Plan versus Scriptural Teachings on Peace, which you're carrying, I guess, now, right, Dr. Stan?
Hey, Brian.
You are, I guess, carrying that book now or offering that?
Yes, we are. That's...
Okay, good. So, yes, I have a chapter in there on Islam, and Rick Warren says on page 49 in my book, I think it's page 49, that Rick Warren says regarding his global peace plan, quote, they don't have to be a Christian. In fact, they could be a Muslim. And he said that at the Pew Forum, and I have it documented in the website, so I have proof, and it goes on to further. Here is more regarding his position on Islam. I would trust an imam. Could you imagine the Apostle Paul saying, I would trust a Judaizer? And yet Paul in Galatians went on to said they had another gospel, let them be eternally damned. And Rick Warren talks about going into a village, as is described in Luke, and finding a man of peace. But what he fails to what he leaves out is that when Jesus sent the apostles, or the disciples at the time, into the cities of Israel, he sent them in with the ability to cast out demons. And Islam wasn't there around yet, because it came around several hundred years later. But nevertheless, what these disciples would have done would have been to cast out the demon if they were into Islam, if they were Muslims. And so he would not be going in there and say and forming an alliance with these Muslims. And could you imagine a purpose driven Palestinian state that's Rick Warren's global peace plan? Bruce Wilkinson was in Africa, and the very frightening thing that was going on there is there's a book about if you just can I can't think of the title right offhand, but it's about expanding your territories and your boundaries. You just Prayer of Jabez, that's what I was thinking of. They translate. I met with the marketing director because my sister-in-law worked for the publisher of this book, and he was basically booted out of Africa. But the idea behind it was translated it into Arabic. Now, could you imagine giving that message to the Arab nations pray the prayer of Jabez so that you can claim Palestine for yourself? Well, it goes beyond that. The whole Muslim model in the Arab model is to destroy the what they call the Zionist entity in its entirety. And we hear it on the news every day. So that's really not news, is it, Dr. Stan? But imagine expanding your boundaries to take over Israel, a purpose-driven Palestinian state. That's pretty frightening. Even though that land was given to Israel, it doesn't belong to anybody else. That's another topic for another show. But imagine having a purpose-driven United States, Dr. Stan, where we have the separation of church and state, and yet Rick Warren thinks he can merge with his Peter Drucker's stool. And if this transformational Marxism has its full sway, we would be a Marxist state if you follow that model to its logical conclusion.
Well, of course, that is exactly what the Council on Foreign Relations and the others want. And a Marxist state, in reality, is the ruling elite and everybody else enslaved. And that's just the way we're headed today. And, of course, you'll have people of great wealth and great power who will look after us common folks. Noblesse oblige, as they would say. The white man's burden is it. We'll be back in just a moment with a special guest here the American Freedom Network.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and gun range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Here at the American Freedom Network. And before we go on, James, you have a website, any information you'd like to get out for our listeners?
Yes, be happy to. Now, if I gave you the actual URL, it's confusing with the hyphens and slashes. People aren't sure, so I just tell them to type my name in a Google search engine, James, and the last name, S-U-N-D-Q-U-I-S-T. And it's the very top website that comes up. It's Abrahamic Faith. And that's the portion of that site that is all of my writings and references, excerpts from the chapter of my first book, for example, Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Journey, the chapter on, that you carry also, a chapter in there on personality profiling that's based on Carl Jung, the occultist, the personality profiles that Rick Warren uses that would have to be part of his peace plan because they're part of his version of the churches that would be planted. So that's my name, James Sundquist, and just type my name in Google search. It'll be the top website that pops up.
So it's S-U-N.
S as in Sam, U-N-D-Q-U-I-S-T.
So remember Sand, but put a U in there. And
yeah, there's a Sandquist that... Ted Sundquist, who was a composer, a Christian songwriter, I think.
Right, but this is Sundquist. So,
Sundquist.
Anyway, and of course, you've got to get a simpler name for your website. You know, that is so important. You need something people can remember. They can remember ours, RadioLiberty.com, easy to remember.
Then I'll come to you first that way, at least, Dr. Stan.
Anyway, our guest is James. If you have a question, wire number is 970-689-8255. But this is the most profound movement that has hit America since the great awakening back in 1740, when John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards and a few other evangelical ministers brought America back to its senses, overcame the years of deprecation and depravity that had gripped the Christian church prior to that time, prior to 1740. Well, you have to understand that everything is changing. This movement has swept across America, but instead of being a evangelical movement that was going to change people's lives, what it is basically a marketing technique to take people into a program to change the world. And the church is going to be used, and they're going to take people away from the gospel, but isn't it wonderful? We're going to feel good about everything, and we are going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. Well, we're told, you know, in the gospel that in the latter days, before the man of sin is exposed, there'll be a great falling away. You know, a lot of people say, oh, there's going to be a great evangelical movement, and we're going to bring everybody to know the Lord, and then the Lord will come, and maybe we'll bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, everything will be in place when he gets here. But there's nothing in the gospel that says that. There's absolutely nothing in the Christian gospel that says that we are going to transform the world. In fact, we're told that in the latter days, there's going to be a great falling away. And I think that great falling away is coming today as we change the music and the message of the Christian church. So go ahead and pick up the story, James.
Yes, exactly, Dr. Stan. And one of the models, not the only one, but for example, Fox Valley Christian Church in Batavia, Illinois, that promotes amillennialism, the teaching that there is no millennium, or that it's figurative, and that becomes very convenient because then you don't have to talk about the literal aspect of the Book of Revelation or the Olivet Discourse of Jesus Christ about the time of the end, where a third of the trees will burn, the judgments that are going to be poured out, the vials of wrath, the wrath of the Lamb, by the way, and the Lamb is Jesus Christ, and so. And I think the most frightening and gives me goosebumps is that completely demolishes that amillennial model is that where Jesus says, when I return, will I find the faith on the earth? So we're not talking about a huge harvest of saints that there's going to be just multitudes and billions of Christians. That Rick Warren has a billion-man Christian army. And we broke that down on your other show that he has people that he includes as Christians that by no biblical definition could be called Christians. But nevertheless, the Bible says there's going to be that great falling away, and that to have a peace plan that's going to get better and better, that's a New Age idea, for that matter. So we got big problems to have a It involves eschatology, and I loved your question in your last when I was on with you before, Dr. Stan. Is that what impact does this have on the community? That's very similar to what we were talking about as the Third Reich was eventually taken over, and that the spiritual euthanasia document that I have of all those cases. But one of the E in Rick Warren's Global Peace Plan. Which is to equip leaders, that is mainly centers around John Maxwell, the E as an equip leaders, and equip leaders globally. And he was a follower of Edward Thorndike. And So how it changes the community and country is that it takes over your church, it takes over your denomination, it takes over your country in this Peter Drucker model, but it also, Edward Thorndike was a, I'm going to quote from his book, he quotes, he endorses behavioral psychologist Edward Thorndike. Maxwell states, behaviors immediately rewarded increase in frequency, behaviors immediately punished decrease in frequency. And Edward Thorndike was a eugenicist, and how that applies to the community is you end up with selective breeding on a political level within a country, is what happened, and that's, of course, you know how that's famous in Hitler's Third Reich, but you have it in the church where you have selective breeding of Christians, where you get rid of the resistors, those that are opposing this model. And so you end up with a church that pretty soon you won't have any resistors, and with all of these covenants that Rick Warren has, you steal away people's liberty, and that has a great impact on a person. We're supposed to be the land of the free. In fact, isn't that the name of your radio network, Freedom?
Well, it's Radio Liberty, but...
Radio Liberty, but so liberty, it steals your liberty away, and that puts you right back under bondage. So Rick Warren's model with these covenants, and by the way, they're not just suggestions, they're enforced.
You are forced to sign these if you want to be part of the church. You have to sign the covenant on these various things, and you will not be allowed to object to what the leaders are doing. You promise to go along with the program, but they haven't told you the whole program. It's sort of like when you join Masonry, you know, you're supposed to go along with everything there and ask for the light, but you don't even know what the light is. You agree to go along with the program, and you have no idea what it is. And so why would you bring this program into the church? It's always done very subtly. They don't tell the people in the church what they're doing. As they begin to bring in this program, why do they have to keep it secret? Why, if people really understood, they certainly would be furious.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Biblical scholar and author Michael Rood has left his home in Israel during this critical time of war in order to bring a shocking and prophetic message to America. The greatest hoax that has been foisted upon the Christian church in the past 2,000 years is the blatantly insupportable 3.5-year ministry of the Messiah. This sinister doctrine was invented to support replacement theology and to introduce another Jesus, which replaced both Yeshua and the gospel of the kingdom which he preached. For the first time in history, Michael will decipher the prophetic Jonah code and expose the fatal error in Western Christianity. Michael will be in Denver, Colorado for a two-night seminar starting November 5th at the Ramada Inn, 10 East 120th Avenue. The doors open at 6 p.m. For more information, call toll-free at 866-328-1116 or visit our website at arudeawakening.tv. If you think you had a rude awakening from Michael's international television series, you haven't heard anything until you've heard this live presentation of The Jonah Code.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. 8255. And I'm firmly convinced the only thing that is going to change America is if our people return to our Lord and begin to understand what is going on, that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Unfortunately, this is not the message of the church. The leaders of our mega churches across America have regular telephone conversations with that great paragon of virtue, Karl Rove, in the White House, or his assistants, and garners the support of the Christian leaders for the current policies of the Bush administration, and that is the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, that has probably killed half a million people or more, for very, very questionable purposes, and of course, nobody's ever to ask why, when we went into Afghanistan, we did not capture Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda and destroy the Taliban, why we simply let them move into Pakistan, which is a satellite state of the United States, financed today by the United States, with the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, working very closely with the American CIA, and yet they are the haven for the Taliban that are coming north then into Afghanistan to kill our troops out of Pakistan. And then when the pressure builds up, then they go back into Pakistan, and we can't touch them because, after all, that's a sovereign country. Nobody ever mentioned we're financing that sovereign country. Well, nothing is it appears to be, and until the American people begin to understand that the church today has been totally neutralized, and the few people who do speak out and dare speak out with advice from the pulpit, because they're 501c3, then the IRS comes after them. And it's just like it was in Hitler's Germany, where the vast majority of the ministers went right along with Adolf Hitler. Why? Because they were all getting money from the government, the federal government, the German government was financing the church. And that's what the faith-based initiative is all about here in America. And we're getting $1 million or $2 million a year from the federal government. Are you really going to speak out against torture? Are you going to speak out against what's going on in Iraq and the tragedy that's unfolding there? And of course not. And we have good ministers that like to speak out, but they can't because their churches are 501c3, or because they've been told not to be controversial, just to preach the gospel from the pulpit. But a lot of them aren't even preaching the gospel. They're entertaining the people, tickling their ears, as it would be. And then, of course, the people never really learn, you know, what Christianity is all about. So, James, what can we do? What can our listeners do?
Well, my books, both of them, are designed to lead people back to Scripture, to be good Bereans, to compare every teaching against Scripture, and just to not follow the leader because you love the leader, or he was a giant in the church for some time. Even this well-known church of another mega church of 30,000 in Memphis, Tennessee, Bellevue Baptist Church, is having about 200,000 hits. Have the Saving Bellevue Church, where they're split over this. And the way they're fighting back is they formed a site called Saving Bellevue, as they watch their church being transformed, watch the pastor remove the music director, so that if there's anything is in the way, but so that you can be equipped and grounded. And I hopefully, with both of my books, that you will have the tools to go and talk to the deacons, elders in your own church. But most importantly, that you build a shield around yourself in your family, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and we will not be infected by this plague.
No, the title of your first book.
The title of my first book is Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church? And I go through...
We carry that.
It's line by line. I go through the teaching of Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life and some other things, but mainly it's that, where my second book, Rick Warren's Global Peace Plan, actually is devoted primarily to the teachings of his and the content of his Global Peace Plan, the countries involved in what has happened around the world. And I've had the privilege of being able to respond to SOS calls all over the world, from the Netherlands, South Africa, and other countries in Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and help people by just equipping them with here's what the teachings are that he's teaching, and here's what the Bible teaches. So they can line them up and do an A-B comparison, and then go, and I compare, tell them to go to Scripture and make sure that even what I'm saying is scriptural, and I hold myself to account, because bearing false witness is an abomination. And so if you can show me in chapter and verse where I'm wrong, then I'll be the first to repent. But that's what we have to do. And as a nation, I think all of us Christians need to repent for not having been grounded enough in Scripture in order to, so when this, all of this got imported in, if we'd been well sufficiently grounded, we would have been able to sniff out this plague before it took over the church and the countries.
Well, we have a real problem in America today, as the church is being compromised, and we carry a book that talks about Hitler's Germany, and of course the similarities between what happened there and what's happening in America today is downright frightening. That book is
it's not just the private property either with churches. The churches control what you can say, and they can throw you off even, no matter what you're saying. They don't have to like you. They can ask you to leave, because churches are private property. But right as we speak, out in Greater Phoenix and at Radiant Church, Lee McFarland, who is a major leader in Rick Warren's Global Peace Plan, is a church there, Lee McFarland, called the police on a brother who was actually picketing and had a poster up and was handing out materials opposing Rick Warren's teachings and his global peace plan, and he was on public property, and they called the police on him. The police came and told him that he could stay there because he was not violating his First Amendment rights. He could stay on that
public property. Well, we're out of time, James. Thanks very much for being with us. God bless. Bye-bye.
It flew by.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago, Hitler's cross, which tells you what happened in Hitler's Germany, where they preached Romans 13. Oh, we've just got to go along with whatever the state says. That's what Paul told us. Whatever our government is doing, torture and those things, why, we are subservient to government. After all, Rome was a tyrannical government. We have a tyrannical government. So we have to go along with what's going on. And if you believe that, why, you become a victim, of the same psychological warfare that was waged against the German people in the 30s and 40s is being waged against the American people today. And I saw Germany after the Second World War, and I saw their cities in rubble. And I fear that this is going to happen to America, because Germany turned against God, and America has turned against God. And there are people in the White House who are using religion and then laughing at the Christians. So, and we're going to try to get David Cole, who was actually worked in the White House, as a guest as soon as we possibly can. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get those books we talked about, let me remind you, we are having a week from this coming Sunday, that's the 29th of October, our all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area. And this is a beautiful area to be this time of year. And we're going to be bringing in Constance Cumbie from Detroit, Michigan, and Chris Pinto from Southern California. And we're going to have some great speakers, and we do hope that you can come and bring your friends. It looks like we're going to have a good turnout, but we want to get as many people as we can to get the material, and there'll be all sorts of books and videos and other material brought by the speakers to help equip you in this truly spiritual battle that's being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like to come to the meeting, we have to have reservations. Chris will tell you how to get here. And I'll give our numbers, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And remember those books we talked about, Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer, Who is Driving the Purpose-Driven Church, Rick Warren's Peace Plan, and then Deceived on Purpose. Understand the significance of the purpose-driven church movement. It is to change the church. It's to change America. It's to change the world. That's why Rick Warren's been invited back to the Council on Foreign Relations. That's why Rick Warren's been invited to speak to UNESCO. That's why Time Magazine picked Rick Warren as America's pastor. Doesn't that make you feel good to know who's Time Magazine, which is the centerpiece of propaganda from the New World Order atheistic crowd, that the man that they have picked for America's pastor has trained over 320,000 church leaders, both laymen and ministers, right here in the United States on how to transform our nation. Well, we've got a real problem today. We've got a problem in Christianity, but we've really got a problem with the soul of America. And when we see more people living out of wedlock together, we used to call it living in sin. Now we just call it living together. Isn't it amazing how they changed the wording, but haven't changed the meaning before God? Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 post-paid. Call 1-800-205-6222.
7245.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides.